Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
Good morning, Glenn. Another profitable week for all of your followers. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Michael. How are you going?
Yeah, going well, mate. We're battling away. Plenty of news to keep us interested, and all we need are winners, and that's where you come into play. How's the past week been as far as jump outs and trials? I know there's been a couple of pea soup mornings, which has meant that you haven't been able to see too much action.
Yeah, correct. There was a pea super out of Caulfield earlier in the week, so we missed that. But there's been plenty of action on the synthetic. Of course, we're coming up to synthetic season. There's quite a few jump outs around. But we'll kick off at Flemington, Michael. On last Friday, there's three horses to follow off the poly track there. Heat one, Hurricane Fighter from the Mike Maroney stable. He's jumped out in good style in consecutive weeks on the poly track. He looks very comfortable on the surface. I'm not sure if there's any races for him on the synthetic. He's a benchmark 70, but he travelled very strongly through the field, just picked up runs under a big hold. He's going well, so he's ready to resume. And in Heat 4, a really interesting colt by War Chant from the Chris Wallace stable called Volunteer. He was a brilliant first jump out. He knuckled at the start. He lost 5 lengths. And he picked up tremendous speed to circle the feed under heavy restraint to finish second. So I thought he was the standout performer of the morning, despite doing a few things wrong. He's certainly a horse to follow. And in Heat 8, Zesty Bell is a nice two-year-old filly from the Allerton Zara stable who are going great at the moment with their juveniles. It was a well-backed commodity on debut, reported slow recovery and spelled. Had jumped out well prior to that debut, and this was another sharp effort. So she's certainly a filly to follow also, Michael.
All right, that's a good look at the Flemington jump outs. Cranbourne have had a number of jump outs as well. And Fighting Whiskey is a three-year-old who's now trained by Douglas Arnold, who you have been impressed with.
Yeah, so ex-Nip Kent. This horse is... I thought he was the standout performer of the morning. He's returned from a successful first prep with a quiet jump out last week. And on this occasion, he had a more forward showing. He set up a good speed and he hit the line really strongly out wide. So he did it under a big hold from the rider. So clearly that horse is going well. Great form out of his two starts thus far. He's a really progressive type. He won at his second start, but his first start he bumped into Ancestry, who went on to win three or four in a row. So that's good form and he's a nice horse to follow. And in Heat 6, Pay Your Dues, brilliant jump out for this son of Dane Rich, trained by Dale Short. I don't think this horse has quite reached his level yet, so there could be some upside. This was his first jump out back from the spell. The rider had a tough job holding him. He just took him around under heavy restraint there, nabbing the inside horse on the line. He's eligible for a benchmark 64, and I think he can be placed to win first up also.
All right, Ballarat on the synthetic, we get to see Back Pedal, who we know has got a lot of ability from the Andrew Noblett stable.
Yeah, a dominant win on debut. I think it was 10 lengths on the synthetic before going to a couple of group races. She's had two jump outs back this prep. The first one, she was quite eased out of it late. It was given a quiet time, and this time she led the field up and really cruised the line under no pressure. Finishing hard in second was Bones, who was an impressive maiden winner for Mitch Freeman on the turf a couple of weeks ago. It was a heavy track, so really excelled on the heavy track, but looked equally comfortable on the synthetic surface. So that's a horse to follow also, Bones.
Okay, and then Mornington, an intriguing runner here, former Lloyd Williams, now with Anthony Friedman in Port Kenya.
Yeah, look, he's a lightly raced five-year-old son of Galileo. He's had 9 starts. I don't know a lot about him. I've just been watching his jump out at Mornington. He's had 3. He hasn't raced for 88 weeks, and I thought this was his best. He was very good to the line under a strong grip from the rider. He moves really well. He's clearly a quality animal, and surely he would be debuting soon. So he's had 3 jump outs, Kenya, for the Anthony Friedman stable.
All right, that's our look at the week that was as far as the jump outs are concerned. Let's have a look at the bets we should be having on the weekend. And at Caulfield, I see you've come up with Samals first up. And this is a horse that's had a bit of a rap on it. And you've been impressed with what it's been doing at the jump outs and trials, obviously.
Yes, she's a ripper, Samals, trained by Allerton Zara, 3-year-old filly by Helmet. She's had 2 jump outs at Flemington recently, and they've both been first class, but she's clearly going well, and I think she finds a very winnable race there on Saturday. Drawn awkwardly in 11, but if she can get across from that wide grade, I think she'll look the winner.
Well, she's a $3 chance, so she's first up on Saturday, so the punters better jump on, because knowing our man, I think she's already firmed in from around about $5, so the Bald Eagle's on. Try and get some of that $3 as well. Who else do you like at Caulfield on Saturday?
Oh, look, a couple of horses I don't know a lot about, but we might have to get Mick Sharkey's opinion on these. A couple of international horses. Dubai Dominion in race three, number three, Dubai Dominion from the Mara Nusa stable, had a very good jump out alongside the stablemate who goes around in race eight, number six, Price Range. These two horses were very forward in a recent Caulfield jump out. They ran good time there. They've been racing over a mile over in the UK and in France. So looks like there's a bit of money for him too, Michael. Race three, number three, Dubai Dominion.
Into four, yeah, there has been good money for him. I'll just double check because I think he was around about $4.40. Yes, he is $4.40. And the other international that you mentioned goes around in race number eight, and its current price for the punters out there is, I can't find it. What number is it? Is it $7? Price range, it is $8. So a bit of value for the punters out there. Now, speaking of punters and building banks, what do we do today? I always love your Thursday tips.
Yeah, okay. Well, in race two, we're backing two horses. I haven't got the numbers in front of me, sorry. Tycoon Bucks, I think it's number 11. And also the Wendy Kelly first starter, Jude Starr, who we talked about on the show last week. Blink has really fired this horse up last jump out of Cranbourne. So, Jude Starr and Tycoon Bucks there in race two. They're both $1.06 and $1.10 there. And later on the day, we've got a special race seven, number five, Lady Solly. This was a bomb jump out from this four-year-old mare trained on the track. She's had one start on synthetic. She was an impressive winner. She loved this surface. There's plenty of speed engaged. She'll be up there on the pace, but I think she's good enough to win.
All right. She's a $3 chance, Lady Solly, which is great for the punters. A good thing at Ballarat today. As we say goodbye, anything tomorrow?
Race one, number one at Geelong. Agreeable's a really nice Sebring filly from the Anthony Friedman stable. Two-year-old, had a couple of good jump outs. She'll be hitting the line hard there. And in race eight, number five, George Osborne has Gasworks going really well. It was a brilliant jump out earlier in the month. And he's gone up about that $4.80. So race one, number one at Geelong. And race five, number Race 8, number 5, Gasworks.
All right, good on you, Glenn. We'll put all those tips up on the RSN website and tweet them out. Happy punting.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck.
The Bald Eagle joining us there for the trial files. We'll take a quick break on the other side. Mick Eyre will give us the latest.